Some 2 million Syrians have fled the war in their homeland. Most have sought refuge in neighboring states, Jordan, Lebanon, Turkey, and Iraq. But some have gone farther afield to a place few would consider safe haven, the Gaza Strip. Emily Harris has that story.
Basil Shonar gives a customer change at his restaurant in Gaza City, the Damascan. A bright gas flame warms an open oven where bready treats, Syrian style, are baked fresh daily. Shonar left Syria last January, looked unsuccessfully for work in Cairo, and arrived in Gaza last May. With a Syrian partner, he opened this restaurant in June.
Business was excellent at first, but then the economy got worse and everything's been affected.
Shonar's wife has family in Gaza, refugees from the 1948 war that led to the creation of Israel. Shonar's grandfather also became a refugee at that time, but settled in Syria, where Shonar was born. Shonar misses Syria.
The chance to come here to even a small part of Palestine had always been our dream. But now I realize that your home is the place where you have friends, where your memories are. That is home. I think about Syria all the time. I would like to go back right now.
Roosters stroll the yard where another Palestinian refugee from Syria, Ahmed Bada, has found a place to live. A kind stranger offered his 8-member family a 3-room apartment. Bada got to Gaza just over a year ago, a few weeks before Israel began an 8-day bombing campaign to stop rockets from the Gaza Strip.
During the war in Gaza, my kids said, if we are going to die anyway, why did we come to Gaza? We came from Syria running away from death. We came here to find death in front of us. Better to die there with our dignity and among people we know.
Bada was also born in Syria after his parents fled the 1948 Arab-Israeli war.
We came here to Gaza now because it's my country, it's my homeland. And when we got here, my kids and I kissed the ground. But now I'm damning the day I came to the Gaza Strip. We aren't supposed to be refugees here, but officials treat us like a burden, like they're afraid we'll eat up all their food.
Bada says he was evicted from one apartment here over an unpaid electricity bill. He's also struggling to find the $100 necessary to pay for his daughter's university tuition. The song of his cell phone interrupts conversation frequently. Bada acts as a community organizer, keeping track of other Syrian refugees in Gaza and networking to help them. Most came from the Yarmouk section of Damascus, a Palestinian area where thousands were forced to flee after intense fighting last December. Bada estimates that 3,000 people have come to Gaza from Syria. A few are not Palestinian, like Noor, who arrived with 4 young children. Noor didn't want to publicize her last name because some relatives are still in Syria fighting. After her Palestinian husband was killed there, she fled to his relatives here.
It's better here for my kids, although when they see the police, they still think it's the Syrian army. But I feel safe. I can close my door, I can shop for food, I can send my daughter to school.
To survive, Noor found a new husband, who took her as a second wife. Beyond Noor, he has no ties to Syria, but she hopes that when the war ends, he and his first family might go back to Damascus with her. Emily Harris, NPR News.